Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's my great pleasure to welcome you here today. I'm Dale Zukleski. I'm the executive director of the Homeless Alliance of Western New York, and we're here to announce the actual startup of the first two projects of a youth homeless demonstration project grant that the staff of the Homeless Alliance wrote. We've actually been trying for this grant for 3 years. It's a highly competitive grant. And over the course of 3 years, only 22 urban communities have received this grant out of 400 applicants. So we're very, very happy to be here today. We were notified about a year ago that Erie and Niagara counties were awarded $3.6 million over the course of 2 years for this youth homeless funding. And we went through a community planning process that lasted about 9 months, felt like 9 years actually. And then we had to put out an RFP for proposals, review those proposals. And then once those projects were selected, they had to go through a rigorous HUD contracting process that was taken actually through the Washington office, so it was a little bit more rigorous. And we're here today. Excuse me, I'm getting a little emotional because it took us 3 years to get here, and there were times when I doubted that we could actually get this far. And sometimes it just takes the pure tenacity and the refusal to give up. And some of that was exhibited by the staff of the Homeless Alliance, Kexima, who wasn't here today, Ariel Peters, who is here, Geneva Davis, who's head of our Youth Action Board, and Nadia Pizarro from Best Self, who I know this has been her dream for years. We've talked about this. She kept saying, Dale, we gotta get a drop-in center. Dale, we gotta get a drop-in center. Dale, we gotta get a drop-in center. And you know, then you got to find the money to do it. And like I say, you try a couple of times and you're not successful. And you say, man, what do we got to do to get this money? And we finally hit the jackpot. And after all that hard work and tenacity, we were successful. But that $3.6 million, you know, it didn't drop out of the air. It came out of money that Congress allocated. And for that, we have to thank Congressman Brian Higgins, who has always been there to support the homeless cause, whether it's for our veterans, our youth, or just our regular homeless projects that we bring in. And it's my great pleasure to introduce a former colleague, still a colleague. I've known Brian since 1991, and I'll never let him forget me. Every time we need a hand, I'm calling him or his office, and they got to be saying, oh man, it's Dale again. He's laughing because he knows it's true. But I know where to go for help. And he helps us every time. You know, Brian, my pleasure to introduce Brian Higgins.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Dale Zukleski and I were both young council members in the city of Buffalo at one time. And we've gotten on a little bit, but we're doing different things. But oftentimes, we're working together toward the goal of bringing important federal resources to this community. I want to thank this organization that provides an array of behavioral health services, Best Self. And the good thing is, you know, they're expanding and they're popping up all over Buffalo and Western New York with different locations providing different behavioral health services. The bad thing is it also underscores the need, which is compelling. And that's why today we are announcing over $2.37 million in federal funding and a coordinated strategy to reduce the number of youth experiencing homelessness right here in Erie County. The Buffalo-Niagara region was one of a select number of communities awarded funding under the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development's Youth Homeless Demonstration Program. The award called for a coordinated community plan under the leadership of the Homeless Alliance of Western New York. Community partners spent the last several months developing a strategy. This grant required heavy involvement by local youth to help guide planning and implementation of the federal award. We would like to recognize Teneva Davis, who led the Youth Action Board. Thank you for your work in providing direction and feedback. Where is Teneva? Thank you for your work providing direction and feedback throughout this entire process. Western New York is fortunate to have been selected for this federal grant, which is highly, highly competitive, and to have an incredible team of agencies working together in collaboration to tackle this issue. The award will allow for Compass House and Best Self Behavioral Health to expand services for youth who are homeless or at risk of becoming homeless. This includes the opening of this new safe space overnight drop-in center. According to the Homeless Alliance's 2019 homelessness summary, young people between the ages of 13 and 24 represent 17% of Erie County's homeless population. There are a number of reasons why young people may find themselves without a home, but now there's plenty of help available because of this outstanding organization and the commitment of all of you. We congratulate you and we thank you and your partners that have been involved in this initiative. And we turn it over to Best Self and Compass House to provide further detail on this project. Dale?
Thank you, Brian. Our next speaker is Elizabeth Ganja from Best Self. And I think she may have another speaker to join her.
Mercedes, do you want to come up here? Thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm Liz Boyke-Ganga, the president and CEO at Best Self, and thank you, everyone, for coming. We want to especially thank the congressman for coming and supporting this project and helping us always get federal funding for new initiatives to benefit our community. And certainly, we want to thank Dale and the Homeless Alliance for their tireless efforts to secure this much-needed funding. And then I want to thank the Best Self staff, whose vision is now becoming realized, Kelly Dumas, our Chief Strategic Initiatives Officer, and Nadia Pissarro, in charge of our homeless programs. So this will be the site, or is the site, of our Safe Space Youth Drop-In Center, where homeless youth can come in overnight and spend a little time with us, have a meal, talk to a peer, talk to a counselor or a nurse or whoever they need to speak to, and then be linked up through the family engagement program to much needed housing resources in the community. So I have with me here Mercedes Bugsby, who is a youth peer advocate who's working with the program. And she just wanted to say a couple words about the need for this in our community.
Thank you very much. So being a youth that has been in the streets and not having a place to lay their head and not having an opportunity to know when your next meal is coming or if you're going to take a shower, being able to be at this safe space and seeing these youth come in and just being able to meet their everyday needs. Sometimes I've had kids say to me or youth say to me that they don't know when the last time they took a shower was, and they were so excited to come here today and just be able to wash up and have something to do and have somebody to talk to. And just being able to have this opportunity for other youth that are going to come in the future and youth that have already started this ball rolling, and seeing them leave every day, every morning happy for something that we did that's just so little. And we all may take advantage or, you know, not appreciate that, but it's great to be able to do this for them, and I can't wait to see how the future is.
Nice job.
Thank you.
As you can see, we didn't rehearse. Our next speaker is Lisa Freeman, the executive director of Compass House, who has a drop-in center and a resource center and an emergency shelter for youth.
Compass House was very excited to work with Best Self at the Drop-In Center in collaboration with them. As they're doing the overnight, Compass House is doing a 5 to 10. Our resource center is open from 9 in the morning till 5 at night. And now we are going to be open from 5 to 10 so that we can keep more kids off the street. It's very exciting. You know, we haven't had a ton of kids so far, but we're anticipating as soon as it gets cold, we're going to be full to capacity, which is where we want to be. And it's been very exciting to not have to throw the kids out at 5 o'clock and to be able to say, you can stay here for another 5 hours. So this has been a great collaboration with Best Self. We are, and I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about this too, but we also were awarded money for a transitional living program for males. And we are currently in the process of getting that licensed by New York State Office of Children and Family Services. We have our location on Highgate in the University District, and we're very excited about that as well. And we're hoping we can get that. This is definitely not a short process to get something licensed by New York State, but we are hoping by the beginning of the year that we will have that up and running as well. So this is very exciting. We're keeping kids off the street, and we're very excited about it. And thank you, Dale, and everyone at the Homeless Alliance for getting this money for us to be able to help all these kids.
The best part of my job is having great staff to do the work. Kex and Ma couldn't be here. She's our director of federal operations. Ariel Peters is here. And they worked hard on this grant along with Teneva. But when we, you never know when the announcements of these awards are coming out. And when, you know, you get this email, the awards are out, and then you've got to go to a website to find out if you were selected. And, you know, like, we were cheering through the office. You're like, we got it! Then, yeah, I don't know who called Nadia. But, you know, word started spreading. It was almost like waking up, you know, Christmas morning, find out Santa Claus had been there. But it's been a very long, long process. And you can see just by what, you know, services are being talked about today is that we're going to be, this community is going to be able to have a wide variety of services. You know, the drop-in center, just where youth can come, where they've got nowhere else to go in the middle of the night so they can stay safe. A lot of times they're in a very dangerous living situation. Maybe it's a violent situation. Somebody's taking advantage of them sexually, or, you know, they just have nowhere else to go, and they don't necessarily want to go into a traditional shelter. So they find wherever place they can go. We'll be able to provide emergency shelter, transitional housing, rapid rehousing services to get them housed with services, and all those things are important. There's a whole menu of, and the nice thing, this grant becomes part of our regular $13 million continuum of care grant after the 2-year demonstration period. So this isn't just like a 2-year shot. This funding continues on. So we're going to be able to do these services for a long time. Lisa Puglisi is here representing the local HUD office, but she's shy and doesn't want to speak. I don't know if there's anybody else that we need to recognize other than that. I guess we just have to cut the ribbon, huh?
And, you know, can you just give us some details, kind of how somebody who needs to stay, do they just show up? Do they have to make an appointment? How long can they stay? You said from the podium.
Nadia, do you want to come up here and speak to that?
Nadia's ready to go outside.
So all youth 16 to 24 are welcome here. Any youth even younger than that are welcome to come here, and we will find them a safe place to go, but they would not be able to stay, and they can just show up. Obviously, with COVID, there is a capacity, so we do ask that individuals call first if possible, but that's not a prerequisite for them to come. But we just want all youth to know that this is a safe space that they can come to in the middle of the night without questions asked, and that we will give them the safety and support they need.
And what are some of the services that the youth can expect when they show up? There's counselors, I heard.
We have our amazing counselor and our peer who just spoke, Bianca Bassett and Mercedes Busby, and they take extra care to make sure that they're fed. They have access to shower facility, laundry facility. We have immediate linkage to counseling, to assessment. We have games, we have activities. We have a very comfortable atmosphere here where they can feel safe and comfortable. We have minimal low barrier requirements, so they don't have to come here and tell their life story the moment they walk in. We give them an opportunity to learn about the safe and the space and feel comfortable becoming a member here. And mainly we're providing them all the support services that they will need to become stable, linkage to treatment, care coordination, and obviously housing.
And how long could a youth stay? Is it an overnight thing? Is there certain hours?
They can stay overnight as long as they need until they're housed.
Maybe. I don't think anybody talked about the family engagement team.
Yes. Would you like to?
No.
We are also awarded a family engagement team program. Our supervisor, Udani Garcia, is here today, and they will be under our outreach program. They will be working with youth who are at risk for homelessness and immediately providing mediation services to try to keep them in their home, assessing the entire family and providing the supports they need to stabilize the home. And if the home is an unsafe situation where they can't stay, helping the youth to identify the family of their choosing and really providing the support so that they can be permanently housed. And they're working with our staff here so that we can have a wide continuum, thanks to Dale and the Homeless Alliance and Lisa and all the programs, so that we can refer within programs and really wrap them in support. Any other questions?
Mercedes, do you mind?
Sure.
Your experience. So you're a counselor now here?
No, I'm a peer here.
You're a peer here. Okay, so you were saying that you had homelessness experience mm-hmm. when you were younger. So to know that now there's places like this, and then also you're a peer and you're able to help out those who need the help, what is that like?
It's just giving back and giving all the things that I've always wanted to them, right? Like being able to just be that ear, right? If they want to sit down and talk. And just being that person that says, hey, do you need clothes? Like, you know what I mean? Or laundry or anything that they may need, because you don't have those things at that moment, right? And you don't think about those things because you have so many other needs that you're worried about. Like, where am I going to sleep is more important than have I taken a shower today? So just being on the other side, just giving back, brings joy to me. I mean, there's nights where we're like, it's 11 to 7. I don't know what we're going to do. You know, it's a hard shift sometimes. But just working with those youth and seeing them leave happy and excited to know that they have somewhere to come back to the next day just makes it so worth doing every day.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.